when I was young, and had a...
Hello.
Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have a zip code to locate your account?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand your name.
Kenyatta.
Kenyatta?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you spell Kenyatta?
K-E-N-Y-T-T-A.
Kenyatta. That's really a pretty name. It's just, it's different. Kenyatta, I received a bill from Bank of America today. It has two charges from your company on here. One was made on January 14th for $6.95, and one was made on January 30th for $59.95. I have never been on your site before today. I have not ordered anything. I have not. These are not my charges. Of $66.90. Who do I need to speak with? Do I need to speak with you or someone in your fraud department?
Okay, give me just a brief moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, may I have your personal last name, please, ma'am?
My personal information?
Your first and last name.
My last name is Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. First name is Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A.
For security purpose, may you please verify your shipping?
My shipping address? Is 2718 Vivian Circle in Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052.
Yes, ma'am, and I see you ordered the Peer smartwatch. It's a watch that helps monitor your blood pressure, your heart rate, your cholesterol.
A smartwatch?
Hello?
Yeah, no, I didn't. What the only thing, and the only thing I'm seeing on your website that's on here is some apple cider vinegar and something else. I have not ordered anything from y'all.
Give me just a moment. Okay, so do you remember placing a trial offer for $6.95, or you could have did a survey for someone for $6.95 back here on January the 12th?
No, I don't need daycare. I'm a senior citizen on Social Security. I don't need daycare of any sort.
Ma'am?
I don't need any daycare. My children are grown. My youngest child is 36 years old.
No, ma'am, I did not say nothing about a daycare. I asked you, did you remember placing a trial offer for $6.95 back here on January the 12th, ma'am?
No.
Okay, give me just a brief moment. So I see that this watch was delivered to your house. Saying this watch was delivered to your house January the 16th at 3:41 p.m. by the United States Postal Service, ma'am.
A watch? I don't wear a watch.
Yes, ma'am. It was delivered to your house. Matter of fact, the address you gave me, and can I have your email address?
It's pffaye@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email that we have on file. And every time I see, actually, I see where you call, you email, customer email in on the 13th of January to cancel the account. They advise you to call in to get it canceled out, ma'am. And they, you emailed it from the email address you just provided.
Now, okay, wait a minute. If I cancel something in writing, then it should have been canceled.
No, ma'am, because when you cancel it, you email in, they told you that you have to call in to cancel it, ma'am.
Okay. If you have in writing where I canceled something, it should be canceled.
And when you email that in writing, when you email that in writing, they email you back that you have to call in. Just like when you purchase this watch, when you sign the terms and conditions, when you agree to the terms and conditions, it stated you have to call in to cancel it, ma'am. Not email, but call.
Okay. The only thing I have in my email, and what was the date you said I sent that?
You did an email on the 15th.
Okay, the only email I have in my system was to a thing called Gadget Team. I received the email below. I'm very surprised since I had three different cards declined for this purchase. When one was finally accepted, I proposed to attach an additional item and backed out of the order if this was a free watch. Okay, evidently there was a free watch. Is being forwarded. Please let me know that account is being charged and the amount being charged. Please note that since email is hackable, I do not want the account number included in your reply. The next two digits are sufficient for me to identify the account. So evidently I received an email concerning a smart health watch, and I have nothing else in my email showing that I was told that I had to call in. And I am looking through all of my email.
Yes, ma'am. You did. That's the email where you email cs@gadgetsupport.com. You email them and ask them to cancel this out, and they advise you to call in, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. I don't have an email showing.
Ma'am, you just said that you had an email from Gadget that you emailed in.
No, ma'am, I don't. I just checked. I just told you the only email I have. I don't throw things away, ma'am. I keep things, especially when they're important. I just checked that date. The only email that's in here is the one that I read to you. So if you have in writing that I told you I don't want this, I didn't order it, then why are you charging me for something you were told?
Well, ma'am, because they told you, because they only email you that you had to call in to cancel it out. But it also was on the website, ma'am, that you had to call in to cancel out. Once you email in, customer, you email that in on the 13th to cancel. They advise you to call in to get it canceled out, ma'am. That's the only how that you can cancel if you call in.
And I just got through telling you there is no email telling me to call in to cancel it out. It's not there. I don't have it. I never received it. I notified you in writing. I didn't want it. I hadn't ordered it. I had backed out of it. And now you're charging me for something ordered on two different dates. from a website I've never been to.
Give me a brief moment.
Thank you. Let's go to Gadget.
Just a moment, please.
Thank you. I don't remember going through that. I'm not going to this fast. Well, but
okay, ma'am, so I was speaking with my supervisor. He did say, unfortunately, we don't take cancellation through email. But what I can do, because I see that you received that watch, so I can offer you a 35% refund and let you keep that watch.
No, ma'am. I don't want a 35% discount. I don't.
I said a refund. I ain't said a discount, ma'am.
I do not want to be charged for something I did not order.
Oh, ma'am, who ordered the watch? Because it went to your address. You got email. So if when you seen that email and say thank you for your order, if you didn't place the order, is there a reason why you didn't call in at that time?
Because I never received that email, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, you just read the email and said thank you for your order.
And I told you in the email, I didn't order anything. I know what this is talking about. I had gone to some site. I don't remember now what it was. It's not the Gadget site because I just looked that up. But I had gone to something. It says, if
well,
free watch,
yes, ma'am, because
if
the
free watch is being forward, please let me know what account is being charged.
Well,
and
okay,
was
ma'am.
It was $1. I still have the receipt. Please note that since email is hackable, I do not want the account number included in your reply. Is it? I received the
okay,
email.
Okay, ma'am. Below. Since you just said early in this previous conversation, calls are being recorded and monitored. You did say that you got an email saying thank you for your order. So, in everything that you just provided, ma'am. Send me your address, your email, your phone number. Everything is on this account. Even when they saying that it was also delivered to you, ma'am. Like I did say, they take fraud very serious. So if you felt like it was a fraud, ma'am, why you didn't call in? You just asked them to cancel it. But what I can do, what he did advise me to do, you don't want a 35% refund. I can reach you halfway with a 50% refund.
You can give me 100% refund.
Well, ma'am, you have
ma'am,
to send it. Well, ma'am.
I stated right here in this email in writing to you that I am very surprised since I had three different cards declined for this purchase. When one was finally accepted, it proposed to attach an additional item, and I backed out of the order. I never ordered anything. The only charge, quote-unquote, that's listed is $1.
Okay, no, ma'am, I don't see how you got a receipt when you, well, ma'am, you look.
Thank you for ordering. It says your order has recently shipped and gave me a tracking number. That's
okay, so if it's saying your order recently shipped, if you did not place an order, you don't know what's going on, ma'am, why you did not call and cancel then?
It didn't give me a phone number to call. All it gave me was an email address.
Well, I see that you received that watch at your doorstep by the United States Postal Service. So what I can do, I can offer you a 75% refund and you keep that watch. If you don't want the 75% refund, what I can do for you today, give me a brief moment, I can offer you a RMA number so you can send that watch back, and today I will refund you 50%. Once they receive that watch back at the warehouse, they'll refund you the rest of the 50%.
But I'll see if I can find that. But I want 100% refund, period, for the $6.95 and the $59.95 both. I never ordered anything. Even if I can find that watch, which I don't even know what it is or what it looks like, but I'll try and find it. If I don't get 100% refund on something that I never ordered and I notified you in writing that I never ordered it, then I will contact not only Bank of America but my attorney. Now then, where would you, if I can find this?
Man, like I what? Said, I can offer to send you an RMA number, and I can refund you 50% back today. And once the warehouse receives that watch back that you have to send back, ma'am, they can give you the other 50%.
What's the RMA number, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that is what?
Give me a brief moment. Okay, let me see. Okay, ma'am, so with this product, I do apologize. It was my mistake. It don't allow me to issue a RMA number. It's not allowing me to issue. So what you'll have to do, you just, I'll give you the address and everything you will need to send that watch back. You just send that watch back to the address that I'm provide for you, and they'll see that it is coming from you. They'll see your name and stuff on that return thing. So give me just a moment. Give me a brief moment, please. So, give me just a moment. Let me provide the address. Okay, so I'm going to give you that address for you to send that watch back. Are you ready for it, ma'am?
Sure, go ahead.
It's 11551 E as an elephant, 45th Avenue. So they're going to be 45TH Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Period, Unit C, period, then a comma, Denver, D-E-N-V-E-R, C-O, 80239.
And this is to gadgets.com? Or
yes, ma'am. You put Gadget Watch. Yes, ma'am. You can put Gadget Watch on there.
Okay. This is the address for gadgets.com.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not the address to simplysolution.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gadgets.com. Okay. I will see if I can find that, and in the meantime, I will contact my attorney.
Okay, ma'am, hello.
Yes.
You saying in the meantime you're going to contact your attorney mail with the same information that I just provided to you, because when you did place that order for that watch, man, just like they email you back to you have to call in, it was on that website as well. So like I did offer. Give me just a moment and sweep my supervisor. Give me just a moment. Give me a brief moment, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so like I did say, I offered to give you a 50% refund and let you keep that watch, ma'am.
And as I've said, I need 100% refund. I have no intention of paying the $66.90 for something I never ordered.
So, ma'am, you don't never remember doing that trial offers on the January the 12th for $6.95?
Ma'am. No, I did
oh,
not.
Wow. Okay, just a moment.
This, the only thing, and the email states, I backed out of the order.
The email that came back to
the
you told you, you have to call in to counsel, ma'am. And even the email told you you had to call in counsel. The website told you the same thing as well.
Ma'am? I have told you, I notified you in writing that I backed out of the order. I have explained all of this to you, and you don't seem to get it. I have no intentions of paying $66.90 for something I never ordered. If you cannot tell me right now you're going to refund that, I've already told you, I'm going to do two things. One, I'm going to call the Bank of America fraud team. And two, I'm going to contact my attorney. Period. Do you understand?
Can you give me just a moment while I speak with my supervisor, please? Okay, ma'am, so what I can do, my supervisor did allow me to give you a full refund, but you still have to send that watch back.
I will see if I can find it.
So you don't know what a watch is, ma'am? Because
no, ma'am, I don't. That's one of the things I've been trying to explain to you. I will take this address. I will diligently look for that watch. And I will work on returning it to you.
Okay, give me a brief moment.
I don't want something I never ordered.
Give me a brief moment, okay?
Thank you.
Give me a few more moments, please, ma'am.
Yes.
Give me a few more moments, please. Okay, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and give you that full refund, but you will need to send that watch back, ma'am.
As I said, I will do everything within my power to do that.
Yes, ma'am. So that refund will take 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
Okay, the
$66.90
will be returned to my account?
No, ma'am. Actually, the $59.95 will be returned to your account. Because it's $6.95, if you want that money back, you'll have to take that up with the Postal Service, ma'am.
Oh, my God. You're going to charge me for shipping for something I never ordered.
Well, ma'am, it was delivered to your house. Hey.
And you got in writing that it was never ordered.
Man, if it was never ordered, then how? If you never ordered this product, how did it get ordered, ma'am?
I backed out of the order. It was never completed.
Well, ma'am, you had to complete an order for it to go through.
I backed out of the order. You have it in writing.
Ma'am, you placed this order on the 12th. You emailed to...
No, ma'am, I did not place it. I backed out of it.
Well, ma'am, you saying you backed out. If you backed out the order, how did you get it placed, ma'am?
That's a very good question. That's something that only you can answer. Since I hit the arrow back twice on
I'm sorry to inform you. That's a question that I cannot answer. How this order get placed, because I wasn't there and I had no control of your phone.
Then you need to talk to your IT people, because they're going to be able to answer
that
question.
No, ma'am, IT people cannot. They don't have control of people's cell phone. That's personal, ma'am.
They have control of your website, ma'am.
They don't have no control. Yes, ma'am, I understand. They do have control of the website, but they don't have no control just going around different people's website making them place an order. No, nobody cannot do that.
And
they do that,
if an order is not completed, if the order is backed out of, it should not go through. Until I hit complete or place to place an order, nothing should happen. And it did. Like I said, you need to talk to your IT people.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry. And I can take that up with my supervisor. I can ask him and see, because you're saying that the IT people ordered this product for you, right?
No, I'm saying that something in your website continued the order when I had backed out of it.
So something in the website continued the order when you backed
out. You need to talk to your IT people.
So you're saying you canceled out and something on the website placed the order?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh. I canceled it out on the website. I backed out of it. I never completed the order.
Well,
you
ma'am, yes, ma'am. You did email in that you wanted to cancel out, and they did email you right back and told you you had to call in to cancel.
No, ma'am, I did not email in that I wanted to cancel out. I emailed in and said in my email, I backed out of the order. I never ordered anything.
What, ma'am, like I did say, I refunded you that $5.95. It will take 3 to 5 business days for that money to be back in your account. When you locate that watch, you need to send it back. That $6.95 went to the postal service, ma'am. So you'll have to take that up with the postal service to get that $6.95 back.
Okay. I have nothing further to say. I've said all I have to say. You have everything in writing. You know I never purchased it. You know I never ordered it. That's all I have to say.
All I have to say is that I refund you.
I will check over the next few days for the credit of $59.95 to make sure that goes through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
well, you will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours, and then you know that your refund of $50.95 is on the way, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Ma'am?
Goodbye. Yes.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was going to say goodbye.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Customer Service Support, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.